Okay, how do you apply mindfulness of the body in terms of jhana practice? Well, as one breathes in, one breathes in mindfully. As one breathes out mindfully. And you know, grounding awareness in the body. Also, as the, the whole Anapanasati Sutta is grounded in the body, in the sense, I mean, it's referring to the different foundations of mindfulness, but every single bit of the 16 stages of the mindfulness of breathing is with that awareness and mindfulness on the in-breath and the out-breath. And then as the mind becomes more settled, the all of the images that the Buddha gives for the developing of the jhanas is images that are grounded, rooted in the body. So the image that the Buddha gives for the first jhana is the Bathman's apprentice taking soap powder and kneading it so that it the water is evenly distributed through that powder, and it holds a consistency. That image of it permeates and pervades, suffuses and fills this body in the same way with the pleasure joy of happiness arising from withdrawal, with solitude, so that there's as the mind becomes more settled, one is suffusing the body with well-being, and being able, it's not just sort of trying to block out anything, one's actually consciously drawing that well-being, that pleasure through the whole body. And the second jhana is the images is of the lake that is spring-fed, the water coming up from the bottom of the lake, doesn't have any water coming from anywhere else. There's no sort of streams or rivers coming into it. It's just this lake with the spring coming up, this cool water coming up from the bottom, and it permeates and pervades, refuses and fills the whole lake with this cool water. And then the Buddha is saying, in the same way one permeates and pervades, suffuses and fills this very body with the happiness born of concentration. So that the images of jhana practice are all connected with the body. So mindfulness of the body plays a huge role. It's not a disembodied practice. Yeah.